Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. My name is Amy with two E's, and I am the CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my podcast and programs, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible. Welcome back to episode 217. I actually don't know what the title of this podcast episode is going to be yet. I didn't have like a specific topic that I was just feeling today. I was like, you know, normally I have like a central topic and we get down on it, we dig into it, and I don't have that today. But I still wanted to podcast. I wanted to get on here and I wanted to just chat. Like, I was just writing down, all right, so what's on my mind? Like, what's on my mind that we can just get on here and talk about? And so that's what I'm going to do. So this is going to be a little bit different from my normal format. It'll be a little chit-chatty, a little catch-up, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So yeah, let's just get into it here. So I am coming off of the weekend. Today is Monday. So, you know, I am getting back in the swing of things, just like I'm sure you are doing the same thing. And Mondays are really like my catch-up days, I guess you would say, my admin days, my catch-up days, okay? And, you know, I'm tired. Like, I'm always tired on Mondays just because the weekends are so busy in, like, a fulfilling type of way. Just, like, we try to cram in as much as we can with the family and getting out and doing things. And on Monday, it's sometimes a little bit of a rough start, even for like the kids getting out of bed and everything. So over the weekend, I'll just share with you what I did over the weekend. So over the weekend, Catalina had another cheer competition. So she is in her first year of competitive all-star cheer. She's in the tiny division. And they had another cheer competition. And I have to tell you, I really look forward to these. I think they're so much fun. I love the energy. I love the glitter. I love the glam. I love just seeing her shine and her have such a good time and see that she's happy, right? And I have told her, I said, you know, when it comes to sports, when we sign up for something that you want to try, because she wanted to go from tumbling to trying cheer, I said, you know, once you sign up and you commit and we're committed to the year, you got to finish it out and you got to finish it out strong because you made a commitment. And secondly, if at the end of that year, you're realizing you no longer want to do this, that's okay. Like, I'm never going to be one of those parents who forces their kids to do a sport or do any type of activity if they are no longer enjoying it and having fun. And so I have just seen she loves it. She tells me she loves it. I can see it in her face. And they did such a good job. Their team is so cute and everything. And it's a good memories. It's a good experience for her, for us. And we last week made, it's a tradition in cheer that you take clothespins and you decorate them and you write little nice sayings or you put little cutesy doodads on there, and then you pass them out to other cheerleaders at competition as a sign of good luck. And her and Javi both, like, in between her performance and awards time, they passed those out and they just had a ball. It was so cute. But, you know, for me, I don't put my kids in sports so that they win. I don't put them in sports so that they can get drafted when they're in high school, you know, to some college league or the big leagues. No, I do this to, number one, build her confidence, right? Anytime you're doing something that you can feel proud of, you're going to build confidence in yourself and your abilities. Number two, it's to teach her the meaning of teamwork and, you know, not letting other people down and keeping your commitments to others and to yourself. And also to teach what it's like to lose also. Like, we're not always going to win, and kids need to understand that, that, you know, you have to learn how to take the good with the bad. So for me, like, kids sports, that's what it's about. And I always tell her, if you're not, the only thing that matters when you get on that mat, try your best and have fun. And if you're no longer having fun, then let's have a discussion and let's figure out what to do next. So that was really fun, but it is really exhausting because of the high energy, the noise, the lights, the, you know, you've got hundreds of girls from, you know, 3 years old to teenagers belting out Taylor Swift lyrics at the cheer dance party in between. And it's like, it's awesome, but it is exhausting. So we did that. It was super cool. And, you know, the weekend we also, Sunday was really nice. And so we actually spent some time to prep the backyard because our pool is getting opened this week, which is just crazy to me that we're already like in this season, right? So the pool is getting ready to open. So we, you know, cleaned up the backyard, blew out the leaves, Frank mulched all the flower beds. I put my hummingbird feeders out. I can't even believe that I find so much joy in these things. Like 20 years ago, I would be laughing like, yeah, okay. But you know, you mature and you grow and you find your joy in doing things that are a little bit slower paced. Like I find joy in hummingbirds finding my yard and, you know, and it's just, it's awesome. And so it's just, I'm excited for the weather, for the spring. I think I'm finally there. And I told you sometimes it takes me a minute to like actually be ready for something. Like I feel like I get, like we're getting pushed into a season or we're getting pushed into a holiday and I'm not ready. Like now I'm ready. And so we've been spending a lot more time outdoors and that naturally makes me more active where we're going to the playground more, we're going for walks more. And that's good. Like that's all good. Other thoughts I had over the weekend, I shared with you last episode how food just isn't fun anymore. It's boring, honestly, at times to me. I'm not finding that same, you know, that pleasure, that joy or that like obsession that we have. Like, you know, I'm grateful for this medication because it's really, really helping me in so many different ways. And over the weekend, guys, I don't know what it is with me and the Chili's. The saga continues with the Chili's Southwestern egg rolls. I freaking love them. They're so good. And on Friday night, I was spent. You know how when you're trying to talk and it's almost like tiring and it hurts to even form a sentence out of your mouth? Well, that's how I was feeling. After some meetings on Friday, then, you know, the afternoon came, Frank headed off to work, and I'm like in full mom mode, and I felt like someone had drugged my food or my drink. Like, I could not keep my eyes open. I was so exhausted. And I thought, you know, it's just, so it's crazy, right? Like, with kids. So when Kat gets home from school, it's lunchtime. We, you know, usually Frank does that and then he heads off to work. And then I come downstairs, we do our shift change, right? And he goes off to work. I start wrapping up and, you know, taking over in mom mode. And so it's like lunchtime. An hour later, they want snacks. And like from 2 o'clock on, it's like, what is happening here? What is happening with the snacks? What is with the effing snacks? And it's just, it's wild to me. And so like, we'll go outside, we'll play, we'll do the playground, go for a walk, whatever, maybe the store if I have errands to run. And you know, it's just wild. And then 5 o'clock comes, I'm hungry. Lord, I'm not like, I'm just coming down off the snack bullshit. And now we got to turn around and make dinner. And I was not about to cook on Friday night. Like, I was so tired. What I wanted to order, I wanted to order crab cakes. I wanted to order some oysters, or, you know, I'm a seafood lover. Like, I could just live on seafood. Give me some shrimp. Give me some broiled mussels. And I'm just going to sit here in my Old Bay and just go ham. You know, that's me. I love me some seafood. And that's what I wanted to get. But what did I want more? I wanted my kids to go to bed. I wanted to have my kids eat all of their dinner and go to sleep. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think, you know, I know that they will eat, like, some things are just not going to finish, right? And then they're going to be hungry again. And then I got to do the bullshit PM, the nighttime snacking. No. Mm-mm. So I was like, that's why Chili's is like a go-to. It's so basic. It's so whatever. But I know my kids will eat it. And they think Chili's is just like, we're at a 4-star restaurant, okay? So I DoorDashed. They get the little kids' pizzas with the they get corn on the cob. Kids are so funny. And then, you know, they gotta throw their butter and their tahini and their lime on it, you know, and we are happy. And so I told you, like, what I've been doing is I've been ordering just the Southwest egg rolls. Like, this was a big step. If you go back and listen to the other episode, I was talking about how Frank and I now are, like, sharing meals, right? He's at work, so it's just the three of us at home. And I said, why don't we do a movie night? Kat had been talking about some Snow White the night before, and I was like, why don't we watch Snow White again? So we watched Snow White. We did, like, movie night. I've got the tray tables, and they just think that's the best thing in the world. And let me tell you some thoughts on that, okay? I haven't watched the actual, like, cartoon movie of Snow White in a really long time. I don't even know if I've watched it since I had kids. Maybe we've watched it, like, once or twice. What were they thinking back in the day? Like, it is just, even Kat was like, what is wrong with her? She's so, like, talking about Snow White. She's so dramatic. Like, can't she do anything on her own? Like, you know, the damsel in distress. And I just love that she, I don't even say anything. She's out of her mouth is just like, she needs to be more independent. I was like, yes, girl, she does. So thank God the newer Disney movies that my kids have been exposed to first, like their first Disney movies, hers was really Frozen. And, you know, they see more of a female in power role model. And I love that. Okay. But I still love Snow White. I still get down with Snow White. You know, I still like the movie. I still love Disney. I will always love Disney. But it was just funny. And we're like, this is so silly. And then afterwards, there was like this, it was some of the Disney princesses, and Snow White was one of them. And they were Legos, and they were going on like this quest where they were going to save the castle. So I like how they put a modern spin on that, where Snow White still had her little voice like this, but she's like, but I have an axe. And I was like, yes, she has an axe. so it was so funny. But that was Friday. Like, I was beyond. It was beyond exhaust. Like, I don't even, by the end of the week, sometimes I just get like that. It's like everything just, and I think it's like, because I ask myself, how are you functioning if you're this tired? And what happens during the week is you don't have a choice, right? You've got work, you've got school, you've got obligations, you've got things that are due, and you just got to power. But there's something psychological about Friday, you know, if you work Monday through Friday or whatever your last day of the week is, where you're like, I can breathe, I can relax. And I think for me too, it's also knowing, okay, now Frank will be here all day together for the next couple of days. So, you know, just that was really funny. But these Southwest egg rolls, they have got me in a chokehold. And where I was going with this very long-winded story is that, again, I ordered the egg rolls. This was on Friday night. I was still picking on the egg rolls yesterday in the afternoon. Okay. So just to give you an idea of like where I'm at and where I used to be. So, you know, yes, I had other things to eat, but like I still had leftover egg rolls because I still couldn't finish them. So that just feels really, really good. And I'm going to share with you my weekly weigh-in in another episode, the episode after this, later this week. So stay tuned for that. But another thought. So I'm just sharing like my random thoughts that are in my brain. Maybe you'll connect with some of this. I don't know. And when I got on the scale, and I'm not gonna spoil it and tell you the number, but I got on the scale and I looked in the mirror also, and I am finally noticing, like, oh shit, like something's happening here. Like things are shifting, things are moving, things. I was like, you know, we still got fat roll, but like fat rolls, but they feel less. They feel like I really have to grab certain areas. You know what I mean? Like it's not as it's definitely like shrinking. And the best way I can describe myself is I feel like a balloon who has been slowly deflating for years. And I don't want to turn into the fully deflated balloon once the air's gone, if you get my drift. Like, I know I need to incorporate some weights and some strength training, you know, into my routine, because I don't want to end up a flabby, sagging mess. And that got me thinking about how all fat is not created equal. You can weigh the same amount at different points in your life and look completely different, right? Like, I've been this weight before. The weight that I'm at right now, I actually haven't been at since before Javi was born, or before I even got pregnant with Javi. But it looked different. And then that weight pre-cat, before I had kids at all, looked a little bit different. So between having two C-sections, being in my 40s, I noticed that the way my skin feels, the way my weight feels, the fat, it feels different. It disperses differently. And it's just something to be aware of. Like, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how I want to look, what are my goals? Like, how do I want to start incorporating some workouts into what's going on here? And also, this is why, like, you shouldn't focus so, there's a number of reasons, but this is a big reason why you really shouldn't focus so much on just that number on the scale. And I always tell you, like, the number on the scale is a data point. It gives you information. It's a way to track, but it's not the only thing you should be tracking. My exception to that rule for me personally, as far as the number game, I just need to be under 200 pounds. I don't ever want to see a 2 in front of my weight for the rest of my life. Once I hit Wonderland, which is so, like, I can see the lights coming in finally, like the lights are shining and like, hey, we're down here, come on. I do not care what that final number becomes, as long as I feel and look good for me. If I feel good, if I think I look good, if I feel comfortable in my skin, if I can do certain things that I want to do and not worry about a weight and a size and a fat roll or what have you, like, I'm good. I just need to be under 200 pounds. You know, I don't care what happens from there in terms of the number. It's about how I look and how I feel. And so that's a personal preference for me. You may not care about that. And I'm not knocking anybody who is over 200 pounds. I've been up to over 200 pounds for a very long time. Like, but I don't want to. I don't want to see the 2 anymore. And, you know, I'm done having kids. I've done all this work on my emotional eating over the years. I'm on the GLP-1 injections. I've invested a lot into myself that there's no reason for me to ever creep back up to 200 pounds once I get under it. There's no reason. There's physically, medically, no reason to ever go here again. So, you know, just think about that in terms of not focusing so much on the exact number. You know, sometimes we put a number in our head and we we get to a number that's, you know, 30 pounds more than that. And we're like, but I feel really good right now. And I look really good. What if I just stayed here? So stay there. Like, if you feel good, then stay there. You don't need to do this for anybody else. You don't need to impress anybody else. And, you know, I was even asking Frank, I was like, you know, once I hit Wonderland, what should my end goal be? He's like, I don't care. Not in a rude way, but he's like, it doesn't matter to me. I want you to be happy. Like, he's like, if you stayed the way you are now, I don't care. Like, you know, and so again, do it for yourself. Do it for what's going to make you feel good. Don't do it for society. Don't do it for your family. Don't do it for your kids. Don't do it for your spouse. Like, do it for you. And, you know, so I definitely want to get some weights built into my routine. I got to start doing something a few days a week because I want to tone, especially with these injections, you can actually lose a lot of muscle mass. And I do not want that to happen. I want to, you know, and I noticed like with the 40s, the skin starts doing weird stuff. Like, I'm not here for it. I don't like it. I don't like it, but it is what it is. We can only control what we can control, and the rest of it will be what it's going to be. So, just some other random thoughts, you know, just, this is a reminder to you, okay? This is a reminder to you to be grateful for everything that you have. I know that feels hard when you're going through stuff. I know that feels hard when you don't know where the money's coming from. I know that feels hard when, you know, you're in turmoil with someone, or you've had a falling out at work, or you're looking for jobs, or you are, you know, just going through a rough patch. But we have to remind ourselves to be grateful. And, you know, as an entrepreneur who works for herself, and I've now been working for myself full time since the middle of 2018, basically, there's been a lot of ups and downs, you know, financially. And that is so normal. Like, when you are self-employed and you work for yourself, you know, you have times where you have so many clients and so many projects and money is just steady, steady, steady. And then the next month, everything has ended or ends unexpectedly. And you're like, holy shit, what am I going to do? You know? And so for me to have been on this self-employment journey, I've definitely have had to lean into gratitude as well and being like, look, you know, everything's going to work out. We're going to be fine. And let me tell you, it always does. It always does. And I have a letter that I had written to myself. It was probably back in 2018, actually, about my future in the next couple years and how much I would be making and what I would have accomplished. And when I go back and read that, I have surpassed that. Like, so when times get a little hard, I have to remind myself, this is what you prayed for, right? This is what you prayed for. And I will take the uncertainty that comes with it. The taxes. Oh my God, the taxes. The taxes, the health insurance, those headaches that come with being self-employed. I will take those any day over going back and working full time for someone else, you know, and they both have their pros and cons. Some things are good for others, some things are not. And I think about it sometimes and I'm like, no, never again. Like, never again. I love this life. I love the flexibility. I love that I can be here for my kids. And that gets hard too, like the constant juggle. Like, if there's a doctor's appointment or a thing that's happening during work hours when Frank's gone, you know, that's on me. And that might cut into some of my work time, like when the kids were sick a few months ago. And that's okay, because I can then jump back on tonight and finish up that client report, finish up that client document, finish up that course that I'm working on, right? Where if Frank has to miss work, he has to miss work. And that's it. There is no makeup, right? So, you know, it ebbs and it flows. There's the good and the bad, but the good has always outweighed the bad. And I will take it any day. And a reason I'm able to do that is also because I have an incredible amount of gratitude. And even when things have been tight, you know, or the tax bill, today's April 15th, okay? So seeing what I owe to the lovely IRS, I about fell out of my chair. I'm not even going to lie. I about fell out of my chair. And I said, well, how the hell is that happening? You know, but I'm like, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to stress because, you know, I don't know what your beliefs are. I believe in God. I believe in a higher being. And, you know, that he always comes through. Always comes through, right? Like when you put your gratitude out there, you put in your work, you do your part. You never know what's going to happen. You know, I've been in situations before money-wise where we're like, where's this going to come from? And then there's this refund from some medical bill or some, you know, whatever that shows up that we weren't expecting. And so, you know, something has come through that's, you know, fingers crossed, prayers that it's going to all work out, because if it does, this burden that I owe will be removed, paid for. And so, you know, it just, I will take that any day of the week, like I said, to have the life that I'm living, to have the ability to be flexible in my life and my schedule, and I'm always there for my kids. Like, you know, not always though, right? Like, last week, I had a shit ton of work that had to get done. I had some serious deadlines. And on Tuesdays, I take Javi to like a mommy and me art class. And that's become our little thing together. Well, there was no way I could do that and also meet these deadlines. So Frank took him. They had a good time, but I missed it. And so it's like that whole thing of like, if I'm working, I'm missing out on them. If I'm with them, I'm missing out on work. And so there's always this dance back and forth as a mom and a parent and a business owner that you're doing, right? And like I tell the kids, when I have to buckle down and get stuff done and they want to go out, I'm like, listen, the reason we're able to go do things or we're able to go to the mountains like on spring break is because mommy and daddy work. Okay. And we work really hard and we make this happen, you know? So you have to be grateful for everything you have. And I always tell myself it's just money. Like money can be one of the biggest stressors in your life. And let's face it, like money is like oxygen. Can you live without oxygen? No. Can you live without money? No. Like, how are you going to eat? How are you going to bathe, feed yourself, rest? Like you have to have money. We know this. So it is a big stressor at times for everyone, especially nowadays. Like shit is crazy. But it's just money, you know? And that became so apparent to me. And I think back to Catalina's type 1 diabetes diagnosis that weekend when she was sent to the hospital. And everything else stopped. Everything else in my world, I didn't give a shit about work. I didn't give a shit about client projects. I didn't give a shit about podcasting. I didn't give a shit about bills. Is my child going to be okay? And how are we going to get through this period of time? How are we going to figure this out? And how are we going to get back to life? Everything else can pile up and wait. You know, we didn't work. Either one of us didn't work for like a month because we just had to, like she needed round the clock care. And so looking back on that now and where we are today, it's like, damn, like she is now, will be downstairs texting me a picture of her insulin delivery and say, hey, I'm eating this. This is what it told me to take. Is this okay? Yes, girl, get your insulin. Just the fact that she thinks about it, the fact that she's so mature and responsible, like for seven, she's seven, you know? And if she wakes up in the middle of the night to come to our room, she comes in our room with her phone and her PDM, which is the device. They both look like phones. One checks her blood sugar, the other one checks her insulin. She comes in our room and she brings it with her. Like, what? So my point being, you know, is just money. It's just money, and everything else is what really matters. You know, our kids are good. They got food on the table. We're living good. We're doing okay. you know, things are paid. We're doing good. Like, we're okay. Could things always be better? Yes. Do I wish we had this over here and that over here? Yes. Okay. But in the grand scheme of things, it's just money. So I want you to remember that if you're going through something hard financially, you know, money can always be made. Money can always be shifted. Money can always be found. Money can always, there's ways to do things, right? There's sacrifices we can make. There's things we can do. And, you know, I had a really big reminder of that today. You know, I heard some really sad news and it made me cry, and it made, it's not in our family, but to another family. And it was just like, oh my God, like family, love, relationships, like living life, that's what matters. That's what matters, right? And so it's a balance as well, where we need money to live, but we also need to live and not constantly spend our life paying off debt, saving money, chasing money. Life is meant for so much more than that, you know? And you go back and forth on, I want to pay these things off, or I want to save this for this, you know, I want to save all this money. But we also want to get out and live our life this year and go on a vacation or go on a road trip or do something, right? Life has to also be enjoyable. You know, you're not taking that money to the grave. Granted, you might pass it on to your kids, but you need to live your life now and stop feeling sorry for yourself. Like, you're wasting your time. Like, have your pity party and put a closing time and get the hell out. You know, when you used to go to the club and they would be like, well, last call, like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Same thing with your pity party. You can't stay here, right? You don't have to know the next step. You don't have to have the answers. You don't have to go from, you know, sad to happy, but you can't stay here in the pity party. Get out. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. That isn't solving your problems. And that's me. Like, something can happen. I'm like, damn, I'll have my little pity party, feel bad, and be like, all right, now what are we going to do to get out of it, right? How are we going to get out of this? What are we going to do? What's the next plan? Just like her diagnosis, it was like in the devastation of not knowing what was going to happen and all the stuff that was going on, it's like, all right, how are we going to figure this out? How are we going to make this? How am I going to make this my bitch, right? This diabetes isn't going to control us. We're going to control it, okay? So have your pity party and put a closing time and get out. It's last call, honey. Get out. Okay. And lastly, I just want to leave you on this note. Don't lose weight to create the life you crave. Create the life you crave so you can lose weight. Don't lose weight to create the life you crave. Create the life you crave so you can lose the weight. And what does that mean? It means stop waiting for the weight for your life to begin. Create what you want for yourself. Work on yourself. Work through your stuff. You know, start taking better care of yourself. Build your confidence by keeping your promises and doing the things. And build yourself up in that way so that you can clear out the clutter and the trauma and the chatter so you can lose the weight for the last time. That's how you have to approach it. That's how you create an irresistible life. And yeah, I think that's it. This was fun. Like, it was a different format. I enjoyed it. I hope you did as well. I have to run. It's time to go get into mom mode and all the things. So wish me luck. Wish me luck on that. Catch up with me on Instagram. That is where I am the most active. I am at Irresistible Icing. I will catch you in the next episode. Until then, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.